Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Blue Collar Happy Hour. Today, we've got the man, the myth, the legend, Wally Klausner himself. We've been trying to put this Blue Collar Happy Hour together for the last year and a half since we've started the Blue Collar Happy Hour series. Wally, how's it going?
All right, man.
Hell yeah.
Welcome to the pod, Wally. I'm glad
Thanks.
You're here, man.
I
got a good buzz going on tonight. It's been a while since I've been drunk on the pod, so... This is a good one, dude. I'm excited. I'm
glad we had a few warm up beers, and I that's my favorite thing to do is have a few warm up beers before the cameras start rolling. Really get to know a guy.
Absolutely.
A couple two tree. Wally, what do you do for a living?
I run a heavy equipment company or an excavating company. Right here out of Pine City.
I couldn't fathom doing what you do and like some of the risk that's involved with it. You were telling us off camera that. You got your fingers chopped off?
Oh, yeah. Well, dude, just like...
Can you run us through that story?
Holy shit.
Start to finish.
I didn't even know that.
hold up your fingers so they can see it.
Is that where
you got
camera?
No fingernails.
Yeah.
Or so, you have some.
Yeah. No,
like
this one got lost.
Like a frog.
So this one, I lost this one altogether. These two came in a baggie and they sewed them on.
Jesus.
They might be from different fingers. I don't know. But even the fingernails are shorter anyway.
Oh, my God.
See how the
That's
fingernails
crazy.
Don't really line up?
Walk us through the story. How did it even happen?
So this was in 06. I got to the shop, and they're like, you're going over to demo this Best Buy in Blaine, and you need to take the skid steer and put it on the trailer and go. So I got over there, and the foreman's like, oh, what the fuck? Where's that fucking thing for knocking the shit off the ceiling? I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like that fucking thing. We can't do shit without that thing. Get back to the shop and get that thing. So I'm in a huge hurry.
You have no idea what he's talking about.
Well, he kind of explained where it was at. It was leaning up against the building. So I got back to the shop. I'm like, this fucker's mad. I got to get going. I'm like 23 years old, something like that. And so I'm being He-Man, grabbed the fucking thing, and I kind of got it off the wall, and I kind of lost it and tried to re-grab it to get it back up on the trailer, and it whacked my fingers between the concrete and the attachment, skid steer attachment. So I instinct pulled my hand out, grabbed them, and went in the shop. And superintendent of the company at the time was in the shop, and he's like, oh, did you whack your finger? I'm like, yeah, I whacked my finger. So he turns around, he's digging in the first aid kit. I'm like, that first aid kit ain't going to fucking cut it. And he's like, what do you mean? Let me see. So I open my hand up, and there's nothing but a bone hanging out of here.
Oh, you my know, God.
These two fuckers are just mangled. And he, like, gets queasy and starts passing out. So, anyway, that's that deal.
Oh, my God, yeah. Dude. It's crazy to me. I've always, like... I've known guys that have like cut off a finger with an axe and shit like that, and it's crazy to me how in a split second your whole life can change forever.
Yeah,
it's all it takes. That fell and boom, you got stubs. Like that's nuts. Yeah.
That is one of the worst feelings in the world, though. Like as a just getting into a trade, you know, and you really piss someone off. You know, your foreman's fired up at you for something that probably wasn't even really your fault, but you feel like all the pressure in the world's on you, so you got to just fucking hurry up and fix it now, and then you fuck yourself up because you're just so fucked up in your head, like, oh my god, and then you get into it a little while and you're like, that really wasn't even that big of a deal, you know. I probably shouldn't chop my fingers off for that guy.
Yeah, there's three skid steers sitting right there. Just grab one of them and put it on the fucking trailer.
Yeah,
and then you're a kid, you're trying to make it.
Yeah,
biz,
yeah,
you know?
Oh, right, yeah. Right, you got, yeah. You want to bust your ass. Yeah, yeah. Do you ever get phantom pain? Like, do you feel the fingers that aren't
to.
There
I used to, yeah,
like it would get numb or itchy and it wasn't actually there.
Yeah, yep.
Weird
first, yeah.
I've always That's heard crazy. Of that. I've heard of that. We knew a guy in high school that chopped his finger off entirely with an axe, like his ring finger.
Yep.
And he would always talk about how it was like itchy. It felt like his finger was still there, but it was like super itchy and you can't itch it, obviously.
Yeah.
That would
yeah.
suck.
It was fun though. I mean, so I got to take some time off on work comp, fucking Vicodin, endless Vicodin. Actually, it gave me perks. And I traded a dude for Vicodin. Actually, my girlfriend's stepdad at the time.
Oh, my God.
She was a hot rod chick, too, at the time. But, I ran out of pills and money, and she ran out of time. So.
Like a true blue collar guy, just really worked the system. I'm sure the doctor loved it when you're like, "Yeah, I'm taking them all the Vicodin." I mean, Percocet.
Yeah, she cooked a mean macaroni cheese and venison backstrap. It was just
what an amazing combination. I'm sure a lot of Busch Lights were pounded in that workman's comp time too.
Yes sir.
Can you think of any other times where you or someone else, you know, got like, you know, mangled on the job site? You ever been a part of other people getting hurt or just yourself?
Not really mangled. I mean, I've seen some shit. Some guys get hurt, definitely. I've heard some really weird stories.
Have you seen a guy get degloved? I know our friend Tyler, he's a heavy equipment operator too, and he was talking about he's seen people get degloved.
He's seen
where it like pulls it
with
off.
Their wedding ring? With their wedding ring?
Yeah, either he worked with a guy that it happened to, or he saw a video of it from someone that he knew, something like that.
I've seen pictures of it.
That's why everyone that I know now has those silicone rings, you know?
No ring.
You're single for the weekend.
I already shortened that motherfucker up. I don't need to lose the whole finger. Yeah. I have a story about this. I don't know if I've ever told it on here, but my line school teacher, his uncle was the safety man for the railroad.
Yep.
And back in the day, one of them old boys was wearing a metal ring, and he jumped off a train car, and his ring got caught on like a metal burr. And he said that he showed up to the site, and on that train car was the whole fucking finger with the ring and the tendons from that finger all the way down to his fucking elbow hanging.
Oh, shit.
Like weighing like 2 feet of tendons.
Oh,
gross.
That is insane.
Can you imagine how gnarly that would feel?
Dude, what would you do?
Cry. I would do exactly what everyone else would do. Yell a lot, punch shit, go to the hospital.
Here's the problem with something like that. You don't just see the limb. There's got to be a lot of blood.
Oh, fuck.
Like, it's got to be just crazy.
I can't imagine.
Well, how many miles away was the train where the finger fucking went to?
Yeah, that's what I don't. I don't really know the rest of the story. All I know is the finger's fucking hanging there.
Stop that train. My finger's on it.
Yeah. Fucking train's like 500 miles away. You can't just bring the guy's finger back.
I think they were in like a yard or something like that, you know, and he was working and he jumped off it.
Oh.
And when he jumped off, his finger just got caught.
How
just like the whole body weight.
You can't just make a fake fucking.
Oh, I doubt you can't do shit about it. Yeah.
You know,
dude, you turn into
rocking like a Simpson. You know,
Inspector Gadget, dude. You get a robot limb after that.
You get like a beer dispenser out of that fucker.
Well, and if the tendon's gone, even if you got a fucking nub, you won't be able to move it because there's no tendon.
Yeah. Well, there's no nub. The whole finger was fucking hanging, I think. Right down to the knuckle.
Big fuck.
Oh, yeah. Gross.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it is fucked up.
But I work with a dude and he saw a guy get caught up in a crusher.
Oh, man.
I can't remember the whole story. Some little Mexican kid they were working with or whatever, and it's a gruesome story. I probably forgot it for a reason.
One of those that you just like get to the back.
I couldn't imagine. Yeah, that would be a little scary. What kind of excavation do you guys do? Like for new construction or like would you just move dirt? What do you do?
The company that I'm with right now, we're pretty much strictly commercial. We'll do some residential. We started out doing residential, but that shit's kind of getting slow. The economy's kind of getting bad, you know, with the rates and stuff.
Definitely.
So, there's an apartment boom going on. We're getting into a lot of that.
I bet. So are you dealing with like a lot of old farmland, like a lot of untouched land?
Yeah.
So we know a lot of people that are like digging up just random shit when it comes to a lot of this like old farmland. Have you ever stumbled across anything that you can think of?
When I very first started, I listened to Tyler's blue collar deal.
Yeah, okay.
So that body story is fucking crazy.
Tyler talking about, you know, this neighbor comes over. Yeah, the lady buried her family.
I
don't want to
dig these fucking bodies up.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's wild, man. Have you stumbled on anything like that?
Buffalo head in Blaine.
What? Sometime, yeah.
Damn, that had to be fucking old, dude.
Yeah, it had to be old. It was, I can't remember how deep it was. I was just starting out. It was in like 03. but so that was kind of cool. Cars, like some cars, maybe some people ditched from the 40s.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
This car's chilling underground. You got to wonder how much shit is just sitting underground that people just bury.
Way more than you would ever fucking kind of imagine. We dig like a 2-foot hole to set a pole. We find shit all the time. And that's in just like a random location, just a fucking 6 foot deep hole, 2 feet across, and you find shit constantly.
Dude, I might.
Especially when you get out in farmland. That, I mean, there's fucking everything out there.
My dad puts in light posts and shit. And when I was a kid, he would randomly come home with like a weird toy. Like a couple times it was like a ball or something. And he would either find it in the hole or he would just find some toy in a ditch and give it to me. Like it was some fucking prize.
We find a lot of like old like glass bottles or old beer cans, shit like that. We find stuff like that all the time out in the farm fields. There's, I mean, just like, and it's, that's like the smallest amount that you could dig up, you know? Can you imagine if you just knocked the first 20 feet of dirt off of everything? The amount of shit you would find is unbelievable.
Have you ever found an outhouse pit?
No, fucking thank God.
Dude, that's really a thing? People like would just shit in a hole and then cover it up? Or
that's
what
an outhouse is.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, you just move it. Yeah, I suppose.
You ever fucking heard of a fucking outhouse?
I have actually shit in an outhouse before, believe it or not.
Anyway, so like back in the day, like in, you know, before indoor plumbing, outhouses mm-hmm. were a thing. And they'd throw fucking bottles down there. People would put guns. I've never found a gun, but I mean, you find some cool shit in an outhouse pit. Some
dude, they stink. Like, it's, you never really get that smell out of there.
Not really.
In those outhouse, they're disgusting. It smells like more than just poop.
Well, it's like a real outhouse. Fuck yeah.
It's but bad.
Like, but like a pit from the turn of the century, it doesn't smell like shit anymore.
What does it look like when you dig into it?
It just looks like a bunch of bottles.
Oh, and, yeah. Like so you said, they would just throw a bunch of garbage in there.
Turns to dirt eventually. You know?
Yeah, the shit just turns to dirt. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you find like a lot of cool shit, like bottles, dishes, stuff like that. And you always dust it off and you look at the markings on it and you look the markings up. I can't get the right fucking spot on here.
Yeah.
And you just look it up and see if the shit's worth money. Like certain bottles are worth a lot of money.
Damn, I would never even think of that.
We had this job down in St. Paul right by that. There's that big building with the number one that blinks.
Yep.
And it was an old grease factory. And we found a lot of old Red Wing Crocs, like that they used to preserve
really?
Food in. Yeah.
Huh.
And there are these.
Those are worth some dough, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Because now people use them for like decoration and shit.
Yeah, yep. And people still use them for doing sauerkraut and shit too.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
But there's like these dirt lickers on the job that had to like monitor the dirt because there's a lot of mercury and shit.
When you say dirt lickers, what's a dirt licker? Like they're monitoring.
I love that. I don't even know what that means.
Like they're watching what you're picking up to making sure that it's not like of historical value or something like that?
Not really. That this was a contaminated job.
So oh.
A lot of lead and mercury, like tobacco dig in and mercury just roll off the bucket.
Oh my God.
So he'd set like these crocs up. Because these fuckers were like into the artifacts and shit. And these dirt lickers would be running up like, oh, he set that out for me. And you take the backhoe bucket right before they got there and just fucking smash
it. Are dirt lickers like the tree huggers of the dirt moving world, kind of?
Kind of, yeah.
Is this right. Like a paid position? Are they there? Are they being absolutely. Paid to be there?
They're getting more than we were.
Fuck, that's crazy.
Like, yeah.
And they're just monitoring what's going on because it's a contaminated job site.
Yeah, they're environmental experts.
Checking the contamination levels. Yeah. And then after work, we'd just get drunker and fuck with these guys. And
that actually sounds sweet. You ever have any problems with any OSHA guys?
Not really, thank God. They've been on the job I was on, and we'd kind of just shut down and go home.
Yeah, you don't say the O word.
Like a fucking, it brings bad luck, dude.
Yeah, that's a fucked up. You don't even bring that up. It's not even something you talk about. It's like, and that's funny that you say that because that's how a lot of line crews operate. Is like the safety man or something like that. OSHA, someone shows up. It's like, well, I guess we're taking lunch until this motherfucker leaves.
Oh,
we're
hey,
not doing a goddamn a thing in front of him because he will find something wrong.
Yeah, you might be taking lunch for a fucking week.
Exactly. You shut the shit down and just go talk to him like he's your buddy for a while.
Yep.
I couldn't imagine. I mean, obviously, when you're dealing with heavy equipment, especially you're carting these things around your trailer and all of your machines. You ever have any like weird run-ins with DOT?
All the fucking time. I don't want to talk bad about DOT. they're tough to deal with.
You can say it. They can be cocksuckers.
They can be cocksuckers.
They'll fucking get you.
They know it. Like, what do you want to do for a living? I want to be a cocksucker. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the DOT. Yeah,
certified.
Go on Pornhub then, you fucking ass.
Oh, yeah.
So what is everyone get so like weird about the DOT? Is there just like a ton of restrictions? I guess I know nothing about it.
The DOT is kind of like the DNR
of like the trucking world.
Yeah, them motherfuckers can make your life hell.
It's kind of just
what's their jurisdiction? From what I understand, commercial.
Yeah, anything commercial. But it's the problem is it's like you literally it's just whatever kind of day they're having because they can be as strict as they feel like they want. It's like a cop, you know. How if he feels like writing you a speeding ticket for exactly what you were going, he fucking can. But it's that times 20 because, you know, there's a certain thing, like certain amount of things that you're supposed to check over every fucking time you get in your truck. And I'll tell you right now, nobody fucking does it. And I mean, nobody.
You
fucking
didn't do
does
your
it.
360, bro?
Not, dude, doing a 360 ain't even fucking touching what they want you to do. If we did everything that the DOT wants you to do every day, you wouldn't even be able to get to fucking work.
No.
And dude, so it's just like, how stringent do they feel like being on that certain day? And they'll fucking get you if they want you.
And well, where do you work at exactly on what days and times?
I don't even have a job.
Well, then the fucking mechanic don't show up till 7 a.m. and you're there at 5, or the guys are there at 5 sometimes, and something's fucking wrong with the truck. Send it, motherfucker. We gotta be at this place.
You're right. Yeah, like we're losing a shit ton of money if we don't have
work
there
to do.
Now.
We'll call a mobile mechanic later in the day, but for right now, you're running fucking dirty.
Yeah, nothing. nothing
outlaw trucking.
You know, but they work their balls off.
So how does it work when they you know, did they pull you over, like, or so, they go to your job sites? Like, where do they go?
No,
where do
you meet them at? You got to be on the road. They got to pull you over.
So, or way stations. They can get you at way stations.
Way stations, too, yeah. Yep.
Oh, you pass them fuckers.
We're not going to talk about Dodge. But so, it like Mitch said, it depends what kind of day they're having. They can let you go or they can shut you down. And you got to fix that fucking truck right there on the side of the road. It's not
going anywhere. Yeah. Oh, it is not moving.
Will they wait? Will they sit there with you?
Oh, yeah. They'll put you on 24-hour... old, they can do whatever they want. Yeah. There's a lot of times a guy pulls into a way station and doesn't even know anything's wrong with his truck. And that guy's having a bad day, and it's like, well, you're fixing this. And now it sucks for like over the road guys because they're getting paid by the fucking mile. So now it's like you're getting shut down for a day. That's X amount of money that's just getting robbed out of your pocket just because this guy felt like being an asshole. Yep. Like, is this really? Most of the time, it's shit that's like not even deterring you from being safe at all. It's just they feel like nitpicking your ass.
And they can get you anytime you're on the road. How can they tell if you're moving stuff, quote unquote, commercially, or just, let's say it's your personal Bobcat.
Everyone's got a DOT
your bulldozer, your personal bulldozer.
Well, that's the whole difference there is whether it's a commercial. If you have a vehicle that's being used for business, it has to be DOT'd up.
Did you know that you can change what you taste by what you hear? How can you use sound to make a deeper connection with your clients? Can we be healed with sound? Sound influences people in their buying decisions and their daily lives. In the podcast Audio Branding, I explore all of this, both with my own observations as a voice actor of over 15 years and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of advertising, marketing, music, and science. To have a listen for yourself, visit audiobrandingpodcast.com.
It has to say like the number on the side.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Okay.
And what, like another, let me learn you some redneck stuff here, Cody, some blue collar. Another big way that DOT can fuck you is like if you're a big company, a big union company, and let's say usually you're working in the metro area, but you have a job in Duluth and you have to bring a bunch of vehicles there to do the job. All those vehicles have to stop. And if you don't stop, you can get a big fine. So it really, it can make your morning a lot longer than it needs to be. Some companies, their supervisor will be like, just fucking run them. I'll pay the fines. I don't even give a fuck.
Another cool thing with us is like, if we go on a storm job, we get an exemption. We'll get a utility exemption. They're like, oh, these guys are from Minnesota. They're going to Texas. We're not stopping them in Oklahoma. We don't give a fuck if you blow the way station. Everyone flick your strobes on and keep fucking driving. And they'll literally give us, sometimes they'll give us written exemptions. Like a piece
if you
of paper,
get pulled over, you
piece of paper that's like, hey, run the fucking scale, and if they pull you over, hand them this, and they'll just let you fly.
Damn, because
like you're there to fucking fix someone's life right now. So
kind of like the COVID deal, we all got pieces of paper because we're essential. Yep. Like everybody else isn't essential to the economy.
Just a typed up Word doc,
exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like it's funny how I can get this piece of fucking paper because there was a hurricane in Texas, but every other day of the year, God for fucking bid, I drive past that thing.
Just had it happen last week where a guy didn't know something was wrong. And luckily the guy was having a good day and just said, I'm not going to fucking shut her down, but this truck's out of service till it's the emergency brake cable is fucked up or something.
Damn. Which is something that you would never know unless you were a mechanic, basically. Like, how the fuck?
Unless you're going to your DOT inspection
exactly.
yearly. When do you ever use a fucking emergency brake on an automatic pickup truck?
Yeah, right. Never.
A one-ton Dodge, you know?
Right, yeah. When you wouldn't.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Wally, I want to bring it back around to you. We talked off camera. And first, I want to say, Cody didn't give you the credit you deserve. So, from what I understand, you're more of a supervisor of the heavy equipment operators in your position now, right?
Yeah.
So with you being a boss and being in charge of people, are you able to lay down the law? Or like, what kind of boss are you? Do you get on some motherfuckers? You got a good yelling voice?
I really do, but I don't like to be a dictator.
Yeah.
I like to be more of a collaboration, more of a family,
sure.
more of a... And we're small enough where you can do that. Someday, maybe, you know, I'll have to be. Don't get me wrong. I can chew a motherfucker's ass when I need to, but I save that for guys that aren't working for our company.
Yep.
Like, yeah. You're getting in our way, get the fuck out of our way, you know. But
you got your guys' backs, but if someone's fucking with you, it's go time.
Yeah, yeah. And as long as everybody's doing what they need to fucking do. And I understand people have bad days. People come. People are fucking hungover. This fucker was out drinking till midnight. Whatever. Been there. But yeah, I really don't get it. Try not to get on the guys, you know. And it's kind of like, I don't know. I want to say it's kind of like being a fucking dad because it makes me sound like I'm fucking
right, old. Right.
But you got to draw the line between being a dad and being a friend. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the really nice part about like getting into a supervisor position from where you came from is you've been in their shoes before. You know, you get a lot of supervisors out that are like some fucking kid from college who has this qualification, but he's never done the work, so he doesn't really get it. Like, what right does he have to fucking yell at someone if they're fucking up? You at least have been there, and you're like, hey, I'm not going to get on your case, but you're being kind of a dumb fuck right now.
Yeah.
Like, I've been the dumb fuck before, so I know you're doing it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, some 22-year-old.
Yeah, and someone can take that.
Hey, asshole, I've been in the ditch up to my ass in fucking mud since I was fucking 16.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought this one up,
too. I don't give a fuck what your book says, dickhead.
I'm glad you brought up getting stuck in the mud, too, because we have two different kinds of stuck, all right? We got high line binds, which is when you're in the air and something goes wrong and you're fucking stuck in a bad spot. And
say that, start over. Like your bucket gets stuck or like
you... Or like you get yourself in a situation where it's going to be a motherfucker to get out of it
okay.
while you're working
without
in the air.
Getting electrocuted.
His tongue's getting stuck to the metal telephone poles.
And then there's also nine line binds, which is when the truck is fucking buried. And I mean buried. And everyone's seen the videos of an excavator right up to the fucking cab. Mm-hmm. How many of those have you dealt with? And how does a guy even go about that? You get dick
another
deep
excavator
in the swamp.
And you get down to the hookup points on the undercarriage or the excavator and you
gotta like dig down to it.
Oh my god, you just get in the shovel,
just start digging.
You get another excavator to dig
the
down.
Mexican backhoe.
I've been the poor motherfucker that's been down there hooking them up too, and I've been the guy on the winch cap pulling them out. That's fun. But that's how you do it, and hopefully it works, and hopefully you don't get the recovery rig stuck.
Yeah, what's the worst one you've ever had?
When I was on a wind farm down in Iowa, guy sunk it up to the right down to the house of the excavator, and I was lucky to be on a winch cat that time, and they're like they called me up and they're like how the fuck do we get this thing out? And luckily I was running winch cat for a while by then, and I'm like, you guys got to dig down, you got to hook up, and I'll bring my winch cat over and winch the fucking thing out. And they're like, it's gonna suck. I'm like, yeah, it's gonna suck, but it's going to suck a lot more if that fucker's stuck there.
We got another digger in the building.
Don't worry about it.
We got another big dirt man around here.
Yeah. Big dirt
guy. Don't get me hard over here.
Hey, you got any dirt questions for Wally?
What's your favorite kind of material to work with?
Fucking sand. Is that even a question?
Unless it was too dry the last couple of years, man. Can't get compaction, buddy.
Well, dude, we should have had that.
For the audio only listeners, Tyler Squatch Plastic is in the house right now.
He smelled the dirt and he came and tracked.
Snuck in the back door. He could smell the mud on Wally's boots and he's like, I'm the only digging guy around here.
Fucking guys are cheating on me.
I didn't mean to interrupt, dude. You guys keep going.
No. He's right, though. On a dry year, some good fucking brown clay is the way to go. Long as you got the right moisture content. I mean, we could get into licking dirt together.
Dude, that's one thing I love about blue-collar jobs and, like, the different industries. The guys have their own little niches and things that they like about it, their inside jokes that, like, I would never understand. I don't know. I know that there's different types of dirt to dig up, but I don't know what the fuck's easier, what's better. And I love that, the brotherhood of the blue collar.
I think I love the terminology more than anything. That's one of my favorite parts about, like, working in a blue collar industry is, like, it's almost like military, where they say certain things just in a weird fucking way, like a weird specific word, but only their group knows it. Like dirt licker. No one else who fucking doesn't work with dirt knows what a dirt licker is. Tyler probably knows what a fucking dirt licker is. But we have no idea. That's why we had to ask the question. That's one of my favorite parts is, like, you have this little secret code with all the guys you work with.
Yeah. That is actually one thing that I want to ask. When you're getting into heavy equipment operation, what's, like, some of the hazing techniques? You know, like, some guys will be like, go grab the board stretcher, go grab the 4-foot level.
For us, is there stuff like that? Brick stretcher is
the brick stretcher.
God damn, you know.
Is there something like that?
I can't even.
How do you weed out the weak?
My favorite one to this day is go get the 6-foot level out of the glove box.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we used to do that at concrete.
That's a great level, one. Yeah. Yep.
I really can't think of anything, tell you the truth. Do you weed out the weak? How do you weed out the weak?
Yeah, how do you weed out the weak?
You take them out, get them drunk till 3 in the morning and see if they
and
show
see
up.
See if they come.
Oh, dude, that's so true. That's when you realize the real man.
Yep.
That's when you realize who's going to stick around is it's because, like, I like working with you. I don't care how hard of a worker you are. If you don't come and fucking hang out with me and have some sort of a personality, I don't want to work with you.
Right.
You know, that's what
makes
it
fun. We're
out of
town. You go right to the fucking motel room every fucking night.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want,
what are you, fucking egghead?
You don't
get your ass to the bar. Yeah. Exactly. You work 12 hours a day with me. You don't even want to know me as a person. I'm just your boss. Fuck off. That sucks.
That's a good one to take away for everyone, really. That's not exclusive to that industry either. That's just in any
profession. You're in an office or anywhere. Yeah.
Totally. Because I felt that in car sales when I was selling cars. That was kind of like, it's an unspoken thing, but that seems to be a recurring bit. Maybe it's just that a lot of car salesmen maybe have substance problems. But, you know, everyone would go out and get drunk, and the guys that wouldn't show up the next day, those were always the guys that were getting fired.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. For some other reason. But, you know, that's sort of like the first red flag. Like, oh, this guy can't show up even in this. We can't trust them.
Dude, I found a lot of the times is if you really want to get in good with the crew, you go out and you get fucked up with them, and then you make sure that you wake up the foreman, because that motherfucker's coming in late because he doesn't care.
Yeah.
If you wake him up in the morning and make sure he gets to work on time, that's how you really, I mean, that's like blue-collar dick sucking right there. That's as nice as it fucking gets.
Yep.
If you got a nice new guy to the crew who's going to wake everyone up in the morning after you got drunk.
That sounds
all night,
like it could be borderline annoying, honestly.
No, it's good.
It's like, who the fuck is this guy?
Is it more annoying to get woken up by a kid you barely know or to show up late to work and have everyone give you shit for 12 hours while you're hungover?
And then the kid you don't know doesn't say shit to anybody else.
That's a good point. Yeah. I first started selling cars, I went out for drinks with some of the guys that I worked with after a shift. I left my car at the building. When I was done, like, for the night, let's call it 2 in the morning, I had them drop me back off at my car. Not so I could drive home, but I literally slept in my car. I woke up to the GM, like, pounding on my window. And he's like, hey, bud, it's time to go in. I'll make the coffee. He knew exactly what was going on, and he respected the hell out of it. I definitely got some points for that. For
you ever been on a crew that got a little bit too fucking wet on the Thursdays and Fridays that you had to, like, be, hey, we should probably calm her down here a little bit, boys?
Yeah, some shit's not getting done as fast as it needs to be
all the fucking time.
We had I worked a job, and the general foreman, the one day we show up, and the entire there's probably 15 guys at the show up trailer, and the whole fucking thing smells like vodka. And I'm like, oh, like, everyone's hurting, and the general foreman just looks at us and he's like, man, I really like you guys, but you boys need to fucking dry out. He's like, this is getting bad. We can't do this every fucking week where you guys are just worthless on go home day. We still got to get something done.
I better not bring up the county, but we were working on a job in, can't even say the town because people know the county. I think this dude still
in,
works
in
there.
Alleged location. Yeah, you were working.
Yeah. But we used to drink like fucking 330 packs of fucking Schmitz every fucking night. And the county guy was the guy that, and he's with us every night.
You know? Oh, yeah. He's bringing it.
Well, he wasn't bringing it. We'd buy it. Oh. You know, we had to butter him up. He's the boss.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but yeah. And the fucking, I'd go out. This is when I was single. Love you, Nicole. yeah.
This sounds incriminating what you're about to say.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was a wild job. And I'd show up with my toothbrush fucking every morning puking, fucking drinking water. And one time my fucking truck got towed. I was with my Thursday girl at the time. And, she's like, yeah, just park wherever you want outside my apartment. And my truck got towed. So with my truck went my work clothes. I had my going out clothes on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, and this is, it's getting cold in November. And so I had to call my foreman. I'm like, hey, dude, can you pick me up? Did you go through this area yet? And he's like, yeah, I'll swing by. I'll grab you. So we get to the job. He's like, fuck, man, you don't got nothing. He's like, here's my coat. Fucking, you don't even got no boots. I'm like,
you just like tennis shoes on, or
yeah. What? Then I'm like, hey Tom, do you think I could leave at 3? You know, because my truck's in hock. I gotta get my truck out. This is a Friday, and he's like, all right, kid, here's the deal. You go get your fucking truck out of hock. You get your life back together, and for fuck's sakes, you don't let it fall apart by Monday.
Oh fuck,
Tom, I'll do my best, man.
No promises.
You ever have a guy get a D-dub on the way to work?
No. I've heard.
I
have a buddy that got one on the way to work, and that's a tough one, man. That's how you know you let it rip.
The morning after one's a bad
one. Cops are assholes fucking with you on your way to work. I've been pulled over where I knew the fucking guy could smell it on my breath. I was working with Bodie's dad at the time at the Cambridge water plant. And dude's like, where are you heading? I was Pine to Rock Creek, Holiday and Pine to Rock Creek, and hit me right before Rock Creek, pulled over to the exit, had my vest on. I'm like, dude, I'm just going to work, mowing down this piece of pizza. I fucking wasn't, you know, just kind of spaced out. He's like,
yeah.
All right, man, next time just set your cruise. Like,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sir, yes, sir.
Yeah. I had a guy, a fucking general foreman, really get my back one time. We went out boozing hard Thursday night. Friday's go home today. You know, we're going to go home early, whatever. The whole show up trailer smells like booze again. And everyone's walking out, going to load up the trucks. And he goes, Mitch, why don't you stay back here with me for a second? I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, what did I do? He goes, here's the deal. He's like, you got a drug and breathalyzer test today. And I'm like,
no warning?
I'm like, whew. Okay. I'm like, where the fuck's, I'm like, give me a fucking bottle of water. And he looks at me and he's like, it's not a big deal. He's like, everyone else is going to go out and work, and me and you are just going to hang out here and have a couple cups of coffee before we go to the hospital and take the test. I said, I fucking appreciate that, yeah. Because I'm blowing hot right now. I mean, I can feel it on my breath still. Fucking, oh yeah, it would have been a bad one.
We don't
fucking
need any of them tests without time to study.
Time to study, yeah. I like that.
The last 15 years, whenever I got a new job, and it's not very often, but it's always with guys I know who I've worked with in the past, and they're like, yeah, you're gonna have to take a drug test. I'll be like, yep, I'll take a drug test in about a fucking month because I need time to study, bro.
Great. What drugs are we testing? So I'm actually glad that you brought up Bodie's dad, because you say you used to work with Bodie's dad. I know you guys have been friends for a while.
Dynamic duo, by the way, known around town. Absolute dynamic duo.
Yeah, we used to really fuck shit up.
So you have a couple of good stories about Bodie's dad that stand out to you. So I want to hear from your perspective, and I want to hear from Bodie's perspective.
Yeah, the more incriminating, the better, please, preferably.
Let's take a piss and get on to it.
All right, we'll be right back. All right, we're refreshed. The drinks are full. The lungs are empty. Wally, give us the lowdown on Bodie's dad.
Whole fucking two.
What you said something about you ran him over with something?
Oh yeah, the golf cart deal. He was fucked up for a while too. He was just recovering from He's working with another buddy of mine. Fucked his fucking foot up bad. I think it's still fucked up. Is it still fucked up, Bodie?
Yep, 5 surgeries.
Oh, God. Just from getting run over by a golf cart?
No, before.
Oh, okay, okay.
He had a pile of trusses fall on top of him when they were moving him over.
Damn.
Yeah, it was fucked. So it was in the morning. I don't know. I don't know why we just fucking decided to go golfing early in the morning. Do on the grass still, you know. So we're on the 6th hole. Is that a par 3? Pine City?
7.
7?
Yeah,
hole 7 is par 3.
Yeah, 7. So there's the green and then the trap on the, just to the right of the green, right?
Yeah.
Tudor's ball landed between the green and the trap. So I was just going to skid up real nice, you know, slide the golf cart sideways, hop out and drop. Tudor was at his ball, so I was just going to pull up and bullshit with him while he was chipping. Just plowed the motherfucker right over. more fucking dew than I thought there was, you know?
So you slide way further?
Just fucking smoked his ass. I mean, he should have been in the fucking hospital. That fucker gets up, finishes the rest of the fucking 9. You know, we're on 7. So 2 more holes. Acted like nothing was wrong, but he was kind of fucked up. I still feel bad about that, Tudor. You watching?
Was that when he had his eye walk?
He might have had his fucking eye walk then.
It was a little peg leg, dude.
Yeah. He was fucking golfing with the eye walk.
He was pretty fucking
What's
good.
An eye walk? What the fuck's an eye walk?
It's one of them knee fucking scooters.
Oh, the one near?
Yeah, instead of a wheel, it was like a peg leg. So
that's right.
Yep.
The eye walk.
Yep.
Fuck, I forgot about that. Yeah. He had like a peg leg, like a fucking pirate thing that he strapped on his knee, but his leg would hang out the back.
Fucking go golfing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that cocksucker can golf like that.
That's fucking dedication.
For 2 summers. 2 summers.
Yeah.
That's good. He's
a motherfucker. Bodie's dad's a motherfucker.
So you guys got some history.
Me and Bodie, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I was thinking more Tudor. You and Bodie's dad. Got
Tudor,
some
too, yeah. So how I met him,
he was through some shit.
So there's a girl that she owns like 3/4 of an acre in front of my 40, and Tudor's out there building a deck. So I was like, I don't know, I was young in my 20s still. And I just fucking pulled up, and there's this dude building a deck. I'm like, what the fuck you doing? He's like, I'm building a deck. What the fuck's it look like I'm doing? Me and this guy can be friends.
That's so. Dudes will just build an unbreakable bond over the weirdest things.
Yeah. A girl could never, ever have a meeting someone relationship like that. Like where I just like walk up and be like, what the fuck are you doing? And they just tell you what the fuck they're doing. And now it's like, well, we're buddies. Yeah, a girl could never pull that off. A guy, that comprehend. Shit happens all the time. You walk up to a dude in a bar, what the fuck are you doing? Drinking a fucking beer. And all of a sudden, we're just friends. I can talk to that guy for 4 hours. All
right, me too, man. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
A girl said that, cat fight instantly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're not.
It's... Hate each other forever. Mm-hmm. Bitch walked up and asked what I was doing.
Dude, I was just thinking about that, like the difference between guys and girls when it comes to friendship and like what will break them and how, like, you can be friends with a guy, you can have a full-on fist fight and just be buddies the next day, and girls don't really run that way. And a couple weeks ago we watched UFC up here in the studio. Me and old Scrat at Holiday got in a fist fight inside Holiday. We live together. We both drove our separate vehicles home, went inside, and acted like it never happened.
I can't tell you. We still haven't
talked about it.
I can't tell you the amount of blood that's been shed in our house. I got 3 roommates, all dudes. We all grew up together, been friends since we were in elementary school. The amount of fights we've gotten in, wrestling matches, heads getting fucking cracked wide open on the trim. All sorts of shit's happened, and it's like, this is what boys do.
Will, I almost called you Willie. Wally, let's bring it back full circle here. You're on a lot of job sites. Let's get into some shitter talk. You have some good shitter stories?
So, the fucking shitters. You got shitters on your jobs?
We got shitters in our yards, not on our jobs. You know, so you got a shitter in the morning, you got a shitter when you get back to the yard. I try to avoid that motherfucker at all costs, I'm going to be honest.
Yes, you do.
I do.
So you're like, you got a roll of toilet paper in the glove box. You're shitting in fucking fields.
Yeah. You always got to have some sort of paper towel, roll that of toilet sucks. Paper. Someone's got
to
have.
And if you're in the middle of the fucking field, you're hanging onto
but a lot of times,
truck tire to squat.
Yeah. A lot. Well, or you're just hanging onto a corn stalk and hoping to God it don't break.
fucking girls ain't gonna feel bad for us, but it's a bad deal when you're a guy.
It's rough, dude. If you gotta go drop a jar of peanut butter in the cornfield, it's not a fucking good day. I'll tell you that for free. Like, I'm avoiding that shit at any cost. I'll hold that motherfucker. I'm talking 7-8 hours sometimes if I need to. If there isn't a gas station within 5 minutes, it's getting held because I'm not trying to fucking hold up the boys for a half hour.
Yeah, obviously, I don't have to deal with a job site of any kind, but I'll tell you what, on a hot state fair day, there's a 0% chance I'm hitting a porta potty.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I couldn't imagine what it's like with like 100 smelly construction guys dumping in that thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's not 100 of us. It's
no, but it adds up. How long is this thing out there? It's not getting cleaned every day.
They get changed. I mean, depending on where you're at,
not every day.
What company you're working for, every few days.
Once a week at least.
That's fine. But not everyone in my situation, not everyone's using it.
But I have seen a situation where they look very used. You can tell these things get used a lot. They're very dirty. The handles are very dirty.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to lift your fucking nuts up because them things are so full.
Get full. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Those are the porta potties. That's like, you know, honestly, it's the scripture of today. It's
these are hard living, hard drinking. Hard fucking partying, gas station food eating motherfucking guys.
Yeah, this ain't no there ain't no flowery shits in them fucking things. No. They're heavy. Yeah. This is heavy work we're talking about.
Like if you're on a job site and the guy's in the shitter for longer than, I don't know, 3 minutes, he's on his phone. And how can you stand being in there on your phone that fucking
long? I'm telling you, dude, the way you know for sure is like if it's a fucking hangover day, you know, everyone was out drinking the night before. And you see a dude take his hoodie and his hard hat off before he walks in there. Don't avoid that motherfucker for a while. Okay, because that's fucked up. There's some bad shit going on in there that you don't really want to be a part of. One day I pulled up.
Shitter store. I told you.
Oh, fuck. We pull up. It's 6 a.m. Give you. Like, no one's even out of their vehicles yet because it's just like we're fucking waiting. And I pull up to the yard and we were out drinking the night before. And one of the foremen is sitting in the shitter. Middle of the summer, early in the morning, and he's got the door kicked wide the fuck open. Mm. He's just, I'm not sitting through this, and I don't give a fuck if you guys have to look at me. Just sitting there fucking hurting.
I'm turning the AC on, boys. I don't give a fuck who sees what.
Exactly. Dude, do you guys, that's another thing. Do you guys put space heaters in them in the winter?
On the good jobs, like when there's carpenters and shit.
Yeah, there's got to be.
If it's just us excavators, yeah, fuck no.
If there ain't a fucking heater in the shitter in the winter, I swear to God, I will not touch that fuck. I'd rather just shit out in the open and get it over with than fucking go on a cold shitter and sit on a cold seat. Oh, I can't fucking do it. And even when there is a heater in there, if there's any sort of breeze, you're having a tough time.
Those things aren't sealed tight either.
No, that's not a fucking insulated shack.
They're breathable. Our very own Bean Boy is actually known for hiding in them on the job site and smoking cigarettes in them.
Yeah, he is a fucking shitter hider. You got a lot of shitter hiders?
They disappear right the fuck away.
Yeah. Ours don't really exist because, like I say, we're not around them a ton, but
so I worked
they're definitely
this,
a thing.
Worked with this old guy. His name was Gib. I'm guessing Gib's probably dead by now. This was, I don't know.
He sat too long in the shitter.
15, 20 years ago. Gib had a school bus on it. He glued to his dash and he's like, "You see that bus right there?" I'm like, "Yeah. Why you got it glued to your dash?" He's like, "I'm always under that bus." But anyway, Gib, I heard stories about Gib down on Rice Street. He would rent hookers to suck his dick in the shitter. Oh, my God. He had a fucking wife and shit.
That's crazy.
Like, just the sweetest old man, you know, like you were scared to say fuck around him and shit.
But, that's crazy.
And then here to come find out he's renting hookers in the shitter down.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God.
Fucking Gib.
He's fucking white hair, fucking 75 years old, you know.
Oh, my God. I don't know if mine's that good.
Hey,
but
Gib, if you're still alive, I'm sorry for throwing you under that bus on your dash.
Everyone's looking around. They're like, where the fuck's Gib? Oh, I know.
This one might not top that, but this is the funniest fucking shitter line I've ever heard in my whole life is we were working, and for whatever reason, in line work, we get a lot of fucking apostolic Christians, which if you don't know what apostolic Christianity is they're fucking hardcore. I mean, I'm talking they won't swear, they won't drink, it's all sin, and it's fucking really very, very religious.
It's not any fun.
We're sitting in the show-up trailer one morning, and there's this old lineman, I don't want to fucking drop his name because I know he's still working, but I'll call him John. And John looks at this fucking apostolic Christian kid, you know, and he's young, in his early 20s, and he goes, "Hey, would you consider jerking off to be like a sin?" And the kid just kind of cringes at it, and he goes, yeah, I would definitely consider that to be a sin. And John looks at him and goes, "Yeah, I probably wouldn't use that fucking porta potty if I was you."
That's diabolical, dude.
Oh, that's brutal.
I couldn't imagine. Dude, that's just disgusting. You know what I do enjoy about a porta potty, though? The artwork on the inside of those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one fucking thing I wanted to get onto.
There's just so many good jokes that I've learned over the years in etching on the porta potty, assumably from some gas station knife or something.
Yeah.
Or a Sharpie marker.
Yeah, that's when you get on site with the fucking, if there's any sort of electrician, carpenter, anything around, them fuckers always got Sharpies on them.
Yeah, did even think of that.
I'm convinced that no matter what the fucking construction company, the shitter companies only run with the construction companies, so we don't always have that shit on us, but we'll get one, you know, come in after the framers or something, and you can always tell because there's fucking marker everywhere.
Yeah.
They're all writing shit in there.
Especially during, like, the last election.
Some of the better shitter writings, though, you know, there's the classics, the fucking, the if someone really has a lot of time in that fucker, they'll make look left, you know, they point an arrow,
yeah,
and then an arrow, and then an arrow, and then, like, at the end, it'll be like, you're a dumb fuck, you know?
Oh, yeah, I like,
you know,
a little
you
game,
like, six
dude.
Or seven, or like a OSHA 1910.30, any turd longer than 9 inches must be hand-lowered into the chemical liquid, you know?
Dude, when I was a kid, this has nothing to do with job fucking porta potties, but just going to a public restroom as a kid and seeing, like, call this number to get your dick sucked, I remember being like, holy fuck.
That was,
like,
one of my favorites all time. You know, if you get into some of these grungy little bars, for whatever reason, actually, I know exactly why. Some of them fuckers will put a chalkboard in the bathroom in this grungy little, like, dive bar. And it's for the reason of they don't want their shit getting scratched, so they just put a chalkboard in there and you just write, yeah, whatever the fuck you want to write. So
you get all your artistic
every single time
out on
I
that.
See it. It's a coworker's number is going on there, you know, call for gay butt sex, you know.
I love that
call
shit.
For fucking call for
not
a good
gay
time
butt sex.
Can we call the local bar out that has that?
Oh, I don't know if there's any local ones, but
oh,
I've
yeah, there's
in,
definitely
I've been in a, quite a few hole in a wall bars that'll have
me and my partner on the driveway to the local one.
Really?
Yeah, the last driveway.
Me and my partner.
Yeah, he hates when I call my partner. Hi, Nick. So we own two apartments together.
And, okay.
And the one behind, so not like the one, the Chalet Motel, we own the one behind there, and we actually own that driveway that connects to the time.
Okay.
And they got a chalkboard, and I was in there the other day, I'm like, these fuckers obviously ran out of chalk, because people are carving the fucking shit in there with their knife.
Yeah, yeah. There's some stuff just etched deep into the
well,
walls.
What's the, I mean, them. I think... Well, no one said it yet, but I think the all-time classic is every sketchy shitter you've ever gone into, there's a swastika carved somewhere. In
oh,
the
no,
isn't
doubt.
That bullshit? Like, give that swastika up.
Which fucking is just, well, it's just like, it's crazy because I get why. Because it's easy and it's like, oh, this is going to add some shock factor to this fucking wall. This is like, now yeah. It's just niche. It's like, well, if I see that, I'm like, I'm in the bad part of town.
Mitch is like, okay, cool. Now I got to make a bigger one.
I got to extend that motherfucker.
Or there's like a super poor attempt to cover it up with basically emphasizing it with like an off tint paint color or something.
Or they turn it into a square.
They turn it into a window, yeah.
Like it's a fake tic-tac-toe.
Yeah. Seen that for sure. Yeah. That's probably the easiest way. Just connect those lines, make it into a window, call it a day.
Yeah.
Nice little house you got there.
Yep.
Shit. Well, boys, what do you think? What do you think we wrap this thing up?
Yeah.
Think we go have a couple Two Tree beers?
I'm ready, dude. The engine's fucking fired up.
Wally, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me.